Hey, good morning, my friends, and welcome to day 8, which is entitled Smile. And I began with a great line from the famous Nat King Cole: smile, though your heart is aching, smile even though it's breaking. When there are clouds in the sky, you'll get by if you'll just smile. Now, this kind of contradicts a little what we said yesterday about being Toho Kaboro, that you should only really express on the outside what you're feeling on the inside. Today is sort of balancing that out a little, because sometimes when we're not feeling so great on the outside, or other people on the street, or our friends or colleagues are not feeling so great, a smile, a good word, a cheerful face goes a long way. The Rambam, the great Maimonides in Hilchos Deos, writes that one should neither be excessively laughing or joking on one hand, and not too sad or mournful on the other hand. We're following the middle of the road. What's the middle of the road between excessively laughing and joking and mournful? Happy. Rather be happy. And he quotes from the famous Mishnah of Pirkei Avos, you should greet everyone with a positive countenance. And there are some beautiful stories I did not mention in the chapter, that Avos de Reb Nassan, which is an important rabbinic source, he writes that the sage's teaching, Nassan Adam Lechavero, Kol Matanos Tovos Shebaolam, that even if a person gives all the greatest gifts in the world, Upanav Kavushim Ba'aretz, and his face is sort of like Kavush, it's like conquered, it's like face turned to the ground, Ma'alav HaKatuf Hilu Notan Lo Klum, it's as though he gave him nothing. Aval Makabos Chaveru B'Sever Panim Yafos, but if somebody receives his friend with a positive countenance, Afilu Lo Notan Lo Klum, even if he has nothing in his hands, he gave the guy zero. Ma'alav HaKatuv Ki Ilu Natan Lo Kol Matanot Tovot Shebolom, it's as though he gave him everything in the world. The attitude is so important. It's more important often, as the Avos de Reb Nassan is teaching, than what you're actually giving the other person. And Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai, the great Talmudic sage, the Gemara Brachos tells us, Shelo hikdimu adam sholom me'olam ve'afilu nachri b'shuk. No one ever preceded him in a greeting, meaning he always was the first person to say hello to the other person. You're not like being cool or overly religious by just keep, buttoning it up. Say hello, give a smile to another person. It makes a huge difference. In fact, there's another famous Gemara, I love to quote this from, Tanis 22a, passage in the Talmud. By the way, kudos, thanks to my son Ezra for giving me all these great Gemaras. So this is a beautiful Gemara about Rav Baroka. And Rav Baroka Choza'a, who used to walk in the marketplace with Eliyahu Navi, with Elijah the prophet, who of course was invisible, it was just his spirit. And he would ask Eliyahu to point out who in the crowd, in the market, is given a share in the world time. Elijah the prophet had the ability to know these things. And Eliyahu passes over some very impressive looking people, and he turns to him and he says, wait, that guy over there, he has a share in the world to come. And they said, actually, it was two people, two gentlemen. So Baroka asked Eliyahu Anavi, my avodasaychu, what is his profession? What does he do? Amarle inshi baduchi anan. They are court jesters. They're comedians. Mavdichan atzive. Atzive means like people that are sad. They cheer up people sad. Inami or ki chazinan betray de islu tigra bahadayu. If they find two people that are fighting, arguing with each other, va'avdinan tarchinan va'avdinan lehushlama. They do whatever they need to do to bring peace. These are the people that get a share in the world to come. Because why? When we smile, and by the way, you can try this on a friend. Look at a friend and just smile. Not a little snicker, but like a real grin from chin to chin, and you'll see it produces a smile in the other person. One of my teachers, Dr. Pelkovitz, said that the first and last 30 seconds that one talks to their spouse can color the rest of the conversation. So if you come home from work and you're annoyed and you're cranky and you begin the interaction with your spouse in a negative way, kill the whole evening. But if you smile when you come home, and you start with a kind word, and then you can get to all the not so great stuff that happened during the day. Same is true when we leave for work in the morning. If we just mumble a goodbye because we're already focused on the work project, I'm guilty of this, then we lose the moment of connection before being away for hours. Greeting others positively, it releases dopamine and serotonin and all these great hormones that make us feel better. Incredibly important. I'm going to leave you with one study that my son shared with me. The University of Washington, they recorded newlywed couples who were discussing a conflict. And then they followed those couples for 6 years. Crazy study. And they didn't need the whole conversation. The couples who eventually divorced were the ones who started the conversation with negative words, with negative tone, negative expressions. and fewer positive ones in just the first 3 minutes. How you open the conversation is incredibly, incredibly important. So Dr. Pelkovitz's first and last 30 seconds is not something he made up. It's backed up by studies, but of course, you're not feeling so great. What you do on the outside affects the inside. After our actions come our feelings. So yes, you should be tocho kuboro, like we said yesterday. You should be reflecting what's inside on the outside. But if you're not feeling so great, or your friend isn't feeling so great, fake it till you make it.